If you close your eyes and think of California, you can't help but picture the waves, the sun, and the sand. And if you listen closely over the crash of the surf, you can hear a guitar riff and the vocal harmonies of three brothers who grew up singing in the South Bay. In 1961, those brothers, Brian, Carl, and Dennis, their cousin Mike, and their friend Al, formed a band called the Beach Boys. They weren't just making music. They were exporting good vibrations to the rest of the world. For those of us lucky enough to grow up in California, they were the soundtrack to our lives, blaring from the transistor radio on the beach blanket, pumping from your car as you pulled into the diner for a late-night burger, and turning every outing into a surfing safari. As they put out hit after hit, their music and their spirit developed until something pulled us offshore, further and deeper into a musical landscape that was no longer just the California sound, but a symphonic, transcendent trip into places that no band had ever dared go. The love for their music has endured and grown for over 60 years. They have sold over 100 million records, influenced countless artists, and staked a claim on the entire season of summer. Tonight, we celebrate their legacy as musicians who love the Beach Boys come together to perform their most iconic songs. So, grab a board, a towel, and some shades, because this is a Grammy salute to the Beach Boys.
CBS presents...
Here are the Beach Boys!
This is a Grammy salute to the Beach Boys, with performances by Andy Grammer, Beck, Brandi Carlile, Charlie Puth, Fallout Boy, Foster the People, Hanson, John Legend, Lady A, Leanne Rimes, Little Big Town, Luke Spiller, Michael McDonald, Mumford & Sons, My Morning Jacket, Nora Jones, Pentatonix, St. Vincent, Take Six, Taylor Momsen, and Weezer. With appearances by Bruce Springsteen, Drew Carey, Elton John, Jimmy Jam, John Stamos, Tom Hanks, and the Beach Boys.
Four performers stand on stage.
Performing Help Me Rhonda, here are three-time Grammy winners, Little Big Town.
Behind them, a backup band plays. Two men play guitar and two women perform vocals.
Since you put me down.
You are listening to video description on the secondary audio program channel. This service is primarily intended for viewers who are blind or visually impaired. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV. Glimpses show audience members dancing and singing along. A blonde vocalist waves to a group of older men in a box seat. They wave back. Audience members clap and sing along. A lead guitarist and a brunette vocalist look towards the box seats. The vocalist blows a kiss to the box seat and waves. A man wearing glasses plays a keyboard near a woman playing tambourine. A bearded man plays drums next to an upright bass player. In a close view, a man plays electric guitar.
Help me run.
The electric guitarist smiles with effort, and the drummer wields his sticks over his head. The members of Little Big Town wave to the older men in the box seat.
Please welcome John Stamos.
John Stamos walks on stage.
Good evening, everybody!
He points to the box seat.
I am so thankful that the Recording Academy has devoted an entire night to celebrating my heroes, the true legends, America's band, the Beach Boys!
The older men wave.
You know, some people call their music surf music. I call it heart music because it bypasses the mind and goes straight to the heart, reminding us about the things that matter: life, love, friends, and family. That's what makes it so multi-generational. Whether you're 5 or 75, the Beach Boys music is part of our DNA, isn't it? I am so honored and so lucky to be on the same stage with the Beach Boys from time to time, and I always take that opportunity to thank all of the Beach Boys. So please, tonight, will you join me in thanking Brian Wilson?
The Beach Boys each wave in turn.
Michael Edward Love.
The audience stands.
There's Al Jardine. Bruce Johnston. David Marks. And the dearly missed Carl Wilson and Dennis Wilson.
The audience applauds and sits.
Now, when we listen to the Beach Boys, we tap into our collective innocence. Their music unifies us around a California dream that everyone can agree on, right? Sun, fun, freedom, and love. And speaking of that California dream, I don't think anything captures that feeling better than our next song. Playing one of the Beach Boys' biggest hits, California Girls, here is Weezer.
The audience stands as a band starts performing. Lead singer plays guitar. In the audience, a woman sings with a young girl. The members of Weezer wave to the Beach Boys, who stand and applaud.
Coming up, Brandi Carlile, Nora Jones, Beck, Lady A, Leanne Rimes. Hanson performs the Beach Boys sing-along classic, Barbara Ann. And John Legend.
The music is so distinctive. The harmonies are so beautiful. There's such a light around the music. I'm a big Beach Boys fan.
When a Grammy salute to the Beach Boys returns, this is CBS.
Right now we'd like to show you how the Beach Boys go about making a record. We start with Denny Wilson on the drum.
Black and white archival footage shows the young band performing.
Followed by Al Jardine on rhythm guitar. Helped out by Carl lead guitar Wilson. And filled out instrumentally by our leader, Brian Wilson, on the bass. When we're ready to sing, we step up the microphones, and it comes out something like this.
Young women applaud. The band plays all together. The footage ends, and a man in sunglasses and a fedora enters the stage.
Please welcome former chairman of the Recording Academy and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Jimmy Jam.
Thank you. Now, this next song is one of the Beach Boys' most optimistic expressions of hope. It's called Sail On, Sailor. Yeah. And it's a deep, inspiring anthem set on the high seas about carrying on in the face of adversity. Now, the song is beloved by fans and artists alike, and one of my favorite versions is when Ray Charles sang it at the Beach Boys' 25th anniversary concert. Yeah. Now, tonight, we have another great singer taking the helm on Sail On, Sailor. Here's 12-time Grammy Award winner, John Legend.
The audience stands. In a white suit, John Legend sits at a grand piano as the backup band plays. Audience members dance, and the backup singers sway in unison. Projected images of rippling water spread across the backdrop of the stage.
Sail on, sail on, sail on, sail on.
Beach Boys applaud. John Legend stands from the piano and bows to the audience. The singing trio Hanson gives an interview.
The Beach Boys were a huge influence on us. I mean, it was the first concert we ever went to.
Yeah.
It was a Beach Boys concert in
We actually have a
80s.
Photo of us standing in front of a white limousine. We're not sure if it was theirs.
They're amazing singers. I mean, brothers singing together. We've been lucky to experience that firsthand now for 3 decades.
Being related makes a huge difference in how your voices sound when you sing together.
You create something that is really, really hard to replicate if you don't have that history and you don't have that DNA.
Hanson stands on stage. In a close view, the electric guitarist moves his hand down the frets. A woman claps enthusiastically in the audience. Members of Hanson bow towards the Beach Boys, who wave.
Thank you.
Coming up, Charlie Puth performs Wouldn't It Be Nice. Take 6 joins Michael McDonald for a soulful rendition of Don't Worry Baby. Plus, Brandi Carlile.
We chose to do In My Room. It's 3-part harmony all the way through. Our lifeblood is our love for 3-part harmony, so obviously we have a huge penchant and respect for the Beach Boys.
This is CBS.
With Bruce Springsteen.
Brian's great ballads, A, always spoke to your loneliness. He was just incredible at reaching in and touching those feelings. His insight into the adolescent heart was really the deepest of anybody out there. And it was the most relatable. You know, by speaking so directly to it, it made you feel obviously a lot less alone.
The voices, the tone of the voices was so beautiful.
With Elton John.
A bit like a classical choir in a way, used in a rock and roll way. And it just had this incredibly evocative feeling. It just took you out of where you were and took you to another place.
That one killed you when it came out. And of course, you know, I had my room and I played that thing 1,000 times, you know, just over and over and over on a loop, on a loop, on a loop, on a loop.
On stage.
Performing In My Room, 9-time Grammy winner, Brandi Carlile.
In pale gold suits, a sandy-haired woman and twin male backup singers stand on stage. She bows and wears a big smile.
There's a world where I can go and tell my secrets to in my room.
The trio smiles at the Beach Boys. With tears in his eyes, Michael Love blows a kiss. In an interview, Charlie Puth wears a shiny sheer tank top.
The first time I heard the Beach Boys, I believe I was on a family road trip in a 1999 GMC Suburban, and my dad put on Pet Sounds, and the first song on Pet Sounds is Wouldn't It Be Nice. It feels very special to play the song that's track one on the CD that I grew up listening to the most. The fact that I get to play it in front of all the Beach Boys, I'm still kind of taking it in. It's very overwhelming. I'm sweating.
On stage, Charlie stands at a small upright piano. The crowd rises to their feet. Lights shine around the stage. Teen girl sings in the crowd. A woman dances in the crowd. Charlie puts his hands together and bows to the audience. He raises his hands to the Beach Boys, who wave back. With Michael McDonald.
I'm doing Don't Worry Baby with Take Six, who are going to be covering those Beach Boy kind of harmonies in the back, and I'm sure they'll bring something totally different to it, too.
We've been fans of Michael and the Doobie Brothers forever, so being able to perform with him for the Beach Boys, it's just a match made in heaven.
On stage, Michael plays piano beside Take Six. They all wear coordinating blue and black suits and vests. Take Six sways and snaps their fingers in unison.
I guess I should kill my mouth when I start to brag about my car. But I can't back down now because I broke the other guy's so fine.
member of Take Six performs a solo.
She told me, baby, when you raise the danger, take along my love with you. And if you knew how much I love you, baby, nothing could go wrong with you. Oh, what she does to me when she makes love to me.
Glimpses show various audience members singing along, including a woman with a large flower in her hair. The performers bow and wave.
Coming up, John Legend returns. Plus, Foster the People performs Do It Again. And Norah Jones feels the warmth of the sun.
Such a beautiful song. There's so many good songs that it was kind of hard to choose.
When a Grammy salute to the Beach Boys continues, this is CBS.
Voice of Mike Love.
One of the most emotional songs for me was The Warmth of the Sun. The Warmth of the Sun was written in the early morning hours of the same morning that President Kennedy was killed in Dallas.
Voice of Bruce Johnston.
I still get chills when we sing it. The harmonies just soar. It's so simple and so complex, and Brian Wilson musically is just exercising the most amazing musical gift.
Voice of Brian Wilson.
We heard about Kennedy's death. So Michael goes, you want to write a song, you know, to commemorate his death. And I start playing some chords and the melody, and it took us 45 minutes to write. It came so quick. That's how fast we work. Some of the best songs come pretty quick. Yeah, they're the most divinely inspired.
On stage, John Legend faces the audience.
Here to sing The Warmth of the Sun is an artist who first won 5 Grammy Awards for her debut album, the great Norah Jones.
John leaves the stage. A spotlight illuminates a woman seated at the grand piano. Soft red light comes up on the band and singers behind her. The audience members sway.
Still I have the warmth of the sun.
projected ocean sunset glows on the backdrop. Nods to the crowd and blows a kiss at the Beach Boys. Michael Love claps. In an interview with Mark Foster of Foster the People.
I was probably 6 years old, and I was on my way to t-ball practice. My mom was driving. I heard this song, and it was like a light bulb went off. And I was like, and I love music already, but I was like, what is this? And she's like, I think it's the Beach Boys. And it was I Get Around. And I went home, and my dad bought me a cassette tape that week with I Get Around and Fun, Fun, Fun. And that was kind of the beginning of my long love affair with the Beach Boys.
On stage, Foster the People plays Do It Again. Mark sings lead vocals. Listening to video description on the Secondary Audio Program channel. This service is primarily intended for viewers who are blind or visually impaired. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV. Psychedelic shapes swirl on the stage's backdrop and wings. Michael Love claps with a tearful gaze. An older man bobs and sings along in the audience. The backup singers clap as they perform, and the keyboardist bobs his head as he leans over his instrument. Mark smiles at the audience. Foster the People raise their hands at the Beach Boys, who wave and applaud.
Coming up, more Beach Boys classics when Lady A performs Surfer Girl, plus Beach Boys superfan Drew Carey, and Fall Out Boy rocks with Do You Wanna Dance?
It's like the human voice becomes a symphony or something on those Beach Boys records. As little punk rock kids, we were trying to emulate that as best we could, you know.
This is CBS.
So let's hear about the original Surfer Girl, Judy Bowles.
No, she was not Surfer Girl. There is no Surfer Girl.
What? Come on, there was two.
I know what girl you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about her. I was in my car, my 57 Ford, right? Cruising
57
around.
Ford. I'm impressed.
And I said,
okay.
And I started humming along to a song that was on the radio, but I went into my own little composition.
Da 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 da.
Like that, and then I got home, went to my piano, doctored it up a little bit. It was like this.
In archival footage, the Beach Boys play around a campfire on a soundstage. An audience sits gathered around them.
Do you love me? Do you, Surfer Girl?
To
track off the Beach Boys' Surfer Girl album. Here is five-time Grammy-winning country group Lady A.
A trio stands on stage. A brunette woman sings lead vocals between a male singer and a guitarist. Audience, Hanson sings along. In the box seats, Bruce and Michael also sing along. The members of Lady A bow towards the Beach Boys, who applaud.
Please welcome comedian, TV host, and huge Beach Boys fan, Drew Carey.
Hi, everybody. Hello. So excited to be here, part of this special night. This next song was sung by the late, great Dennis Wilson. Now, yeah. Dennis wasn't just the original drummer of the Beach Boys. He was the beating rock and roll heart of the band. He was the rebel, the sex symbol. Let's be honest.
Drew gestures to the Beach Boys, who laugh.
The hot rodder. And yes, he was also the surfer in the band. Now, Dennis left behind an incredible legacy. And right now, we've got a world-famous kick-ass band from Chicago here to perform a Bobby Freeman hit that Dennis turned into a Beach Boys classic. Playing Do You Wanna Dance? Here is Fall Out Boy.
The audience stands. Close glimpses show the bassist and guitarist playing their instruments. Lights flash around the stage as the bassist and guitarist turn to their drummer.
Do you wanna dance?
women dance and bob in the audience. Fallout Boy point and wave to the Beach Boys, who return the gesture.
Coming up, Leanne Rimes soars with her beautiful version of Caroline No, and Beck performs the Pet Sounds hit, Sloop John B.
It's very rare when music is wildly popular, experimental, and innovative, and brand new at the same time. The Beach Boys were able to do that. They're one of the few.
This is CBS. Please welcome the CEO of the Recording Academy, Harvey Mason Jr.
A bald man in a black suit enters.
Hey, everybody, what a night, huh? Incredible. Wow. Beach Boys. On behalf of the Recording Academy, I want to thank all of the incredible artists who have brought their talents to create this Grammy salute to the Beach Boys. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Thank you for the good vibrations tonight and everything you do to bring people together through the power of music. Thank you.
Archival photos appear. Voice of Brian Wilson.
Sloop John B. What can you say about that? It's like an old folk song that Carl Sandburg wrote the lyrics to. The Kingston Trio adapted an arrangement for it. And Al Jardine came to me and said, why don't we do Sloop John B? You know, anytime.
Voice of Al Jardine.
I played Brian what I thought would be a really cool idea for a Beach Boy song. And I played the straight three chord little song that it is. Of course, Brian took it to heart and he put a beautiful brass band arrangement on it.
I'm telling you, it's one of the best records we ever cut. It had two 12-string guitar parts playing, wailing together. Dee dee doo dee dee doo 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 doo. The vocals were like lilting and high-pitched.
Feel so broke up, I wanna go home.
Very few people understand his arrangement skills and how he took a John Philip Sousa, put it over that folk song, and transformed it into a Beach Boys song.
On stage.
Performing Sloop John B. off the 1966 album Pet Sounds, here is 8-time Grammy winner, Beck.
A curly-haired singer in tinted glasses stands in front of the backup band.
Come on, Sloop John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town we did roam. Drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broke up. I want to go home. Up the John B. sail, see how the mainsail set. Call for the captain ashore, let me go home.
Bruce Johnston sings along.
Let me go home. I want to go home. Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel so broke.
Beck bows and walks off stage with Leanne Rimes.
I do have kind of a catalog that pulls at the heartstrings. So when I look for songs, when I think that's ultimately like what I'm looking for is something that will move people. And Caroline, no, I was like, oh, this is just a different side of the Beach Boys. I wanted to put my own spin on it and just break your heart a little tonight. That's what I'm here for.
In a sparkling dress, she stands on stage and sings, Caroline, No.
Where did your long hair go? Where is the girl I used to know? How could you lose that happy glow? Oh, Caroline, no. Look away. I remember how you used to say you'd never change, but that's not true. Oh, Caroline, you.
Leanne blows a kiss and bows. The Beach Boys give her a standing ovation.
Coming up, Brandi Carlile returns. Plus, Andy Grammer sings Carl Wilson's classic, Darlin'. And Mumford & Sons go unplugged with I Know There's an Answer.
That's the sign of a great song in our minds. So if you can strip away all the bells and whistles. So we've loved rehearsing it and then playing it tonight.
This is CBS.
Brandi Carlile stands on stage.
The most striking thing about the Beach Boys isn't just their orchestration and harmonies, it's their courage. Brian has always been regarded as a pop music genius who, along with the Beach Boys, created the masterpiece Pet Sounds, one of the most important albums of all time. For me, the heart of why the music is so impactful is that he was so genuine and so vulnerable in his writing. Brian didn't just change the way music sounded, he changed the way it felt. He pushed the band to evolve from singing about girls and cars, and he took us on a journey into deep and even dark places. So many artists have been inspired by the Beach Boys in the past 60 years, including this next group, here with I Know There's an Answer from Pet Sounds in a performance featuring Sam Gendel is Mumford and Sons.
Three bearded performers stand around the mic. They nod and wave to the audience.
Thank you. It's a complete privilege for us to be here, to sing in front of those fellas up there and all the songs they wrote and gave to us. Thank you. I'm going to try and destroy one for you. It's going to be real quiet.
Beside them, a tall man holds a long, blocky wind instrument made of wood that stands taller than himself.
I know so many people who think they can do it alone. They isolate their heads and stay in their safety zones. Now what can you tell them? And what can you say that won't make them defensive? I know there's an answer. I know now, but I have to find it by myself. They come on like they're peaceful, but inside they're so uptight. They trip through their day and waste all their thoughts at night. How can I come on and tell them the way that they live could be better?
The tall man plays the wooden instrument. The members of Mumford & Sons smile up at the Beach Boys. Andy Grammer gives an interview.
I'm singing Darlin', and pretty much because it's so fun to sing. Specifically because the melody is like, it's all over the place. And I found myself rehearsing for it, just like smiling. You learn a lot of different songs, and this one is just so joyous in how weird and unique it is. It's really fun to sing.
In a red corduroy suit, Andy stands alone in front of the backup band and singers.
Oh, keep doing it, darling. Oh, oh, my darling, you're so fine. Oh, 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 oh. I know if words could say, but darling, I'll find a way to let you know what you mean to me. I guess it was meant to be.
A spinning display of colors decorates the back wall of the stage. Andy bows and waves at the Beach Boys. David Marks points back.
Coming up, My Morning Jacket performs the Beach Boys' favorite, I Get Around. Plus, St. Vincent with a powerful version of You Still Believe in Me.
The reason I think the Beach Boys are so timeless is melody, melody, melody. They've written some of the best melodies that will ever be written.
This is CBS.
Nora Jones enters the stage.
We've been hearing a lot about Brian and Mike tonight, and for good reason. I'd like to take a moment now to acknowledge Al Jardine, David Marks, and Bruce Johnston.
The three men stand and wave to the crowd.
Al is a founding member. He's an incredible vocalist who sang their number one hit, Help Me, Rhonda. David Marks grew up alongside the Wilson brothers, and his guitar interplay with Carl Wilson helped shape the sound of the first four Beach Boys albums. Bruce Johnston, the incredible multi-instrumentalist, joined in 1965. Bruce was actually the one who played pet sounds for John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
Bruce smiles and spreads his hands.
And now, here to perform You Still Believe in Me from that iconic album, please welcome three-time Grammy-winning artist, St. Vincent.
Blue light floods the stage around a woman with short dark hair. The crowd rises to their feet. Members of the backup band sing. St. Vincent backs away from the microphone and shuts her eyes. She opens her eyes and bows to the Beach Boys. Al Jardine nods. Jim James of My Morning Jacket gives an interview.
The Beach Boys brought the beach to us. You know, it's like in Kentucky, we didn't have beaches. We had lakes. But we still had the Beach Boys. That was like the soundtrack of summer, you know, of going to the lake. And that vision of the Beach Boys kind of slowly changes with you as you grow older. And slowly their music changed and got deeper and wilder and crazier as I got crazier and grew up. And so I feel like they've kind of been at every turn of my life.
My Morning Jacket performs I Get Around.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah.
Glimpses show Drew Carey and other audience members dancing under flashing gold lights. Jim James hunches over his guitar as he plays. Glimpses show the bandmates performing energetically. Jim tosses his shaggy hair. Jim James waves at the Beach Boys and they wave back. He waves to the crowd, where Brandi Carlile smiles broadly and applauds.
Coming up, John Stamos returns. Plus, Pentatonix hits the harmonies on Heroes and Villains. And the Struts' Luke Spiller rocks two Beach Boys hits with Taylor Momsen when a Grammy salute to the Beach Boys returns. This is CBS.
Voice of Brian Wilson.
Basically, our forte is harmonics. There's a certain family blend because we're brothers and a cousin.
And our good friend, Al Jardine.
We all have different voices, but nevertheless, we blend well.
Voice of Carl Wilson.
When I was about nine, Brian would ask me to sing, and if I didn't want to, he'd have my mom make me sing with him because he'd be making up arrangements. So it's like, Mom, make Carl sing.
Voice of Mike Love.
Carl and Brian and myself, we'd sing Everly Brothers songs, and they were done in two-part harmony. We'd do three-part harmony. That was when Brian began to really study harmony.
Voice of Dennis Wilson.
To organize his thoughts to a point where they're hypnotic, but yet entertaining, meaningful, and spiritual.
In archival footage, the band finishes singing and bows. On stage, Leanne Rimes holds a microphone.
The voices of the Beach Boys are always in the air, and Brian Wilson loved to use their voices as though they were instruments themselves. In the studio, or even while just driving around, Carl, Dennis, Mike, Bruce, and Al would sing melodic ideas that Brian had, and eventually they'd create a compelling musical soundscape. You can still hear that magic on Heroes and Villains, the central song on the Beach Boys' wildly ambitious and long-delayed album, Smile. To sing Heroes and Villains, here are three-time Grammy winners and multi-platinum artist, Pentatonix.
A five-person a cappella group performs without the backup band.
I've been in this town so long, I'm back in the city. I've been taken for a loss and gone and unknown for a long, long time. And love years ago with an innocent girl from the Spanish and Indian homes of the heroes and villains. Once I could see you spread the fight, and she was right in the rain of the bullet that eventually brought her down.
Pentatonix and the Beach Boys wave at each other. Later, the backup band returns. John Stamos stands on stage.
All right. The two songs that you're about to hear are not just simple pop tunes. They are powerful rock anthems that capture the spirit of a generation and evoke memories of a simpler time. They both start with legendary guitar licks, right, David? And they're instantly recognizable. I mean, the second you hear them, you know your life's about to get a little bit better. And don't take my word for it, because right now, we've got a pair of rockers here to play these massive hits back-to-back, performing Surfin' USA and Fun, Fun, Fun. Here is Luke Spiller from my second favorite band, The Struts, and from the Pretty Reckless, Taylor Momsen.
A long-haired man and a tall woman stand at microphones.
If everybody had a notion across the USA,
the audience moves their hands in wavy gestures.
Surfing USA.
Luke and Taylor turn to each other and dance. A close view pushes in on the electric guitar player. A woman in the audience spins her hands. Luke and Taylor crouch low and shimmy. Taylor spins, and they turn back to their microphones. Hold hands and dance. He spins her. A bright red stylized sun pulses on the backdrop. They return to their mic stands. Two singers wave to the audience. They hug and gesture to the Beach Boys. The older men applaud.
Coming up, two amazing duets as Jim James and Beck give us Good Vibrations. And Brandi Carlile and John Legend perform God Only Knows.
I was walking down the aisle of my wedding with my wife and the twins sang it on a ukulele, so it's really special to us.
This is CBS.
Archival footage shows the Beach Boys in a studio.
Okay, now, I'd like to start it out now, this time.
Let's hear the guitars, please, in B.
Okay, that's fine. Let me hear the organ. Perfect. Okay, we'll go with that. Let's go again, please. And watch me on that part.
Brian Wilson checks a paper, and other bandmates unwind cables.
Are we ready? Let's go.
Glimpses show performers and engineers.
Pretty felt good. Let's play.
On stage, Jim James and Beck stand at microphones.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to
In a close view, a man plays a keyboard. Another musician slides a control on an electronic instrument. Blue lights flood the auditorium.
Gotta keep those loving good vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those loving good vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those loving good vibrations.
A woman in the backup band shakes a small yellow instrument. In the crowd, a woman bobs her head. Close glimpses show the cellist and horn players. Jim and Beck hug. Beck whispers in Jim's ear. The Beach Boys applaud and wave. Mike gives a thumbs up. Brandi Carlile and John Legend walk on stage. They nod and smile at each other, then turn to the crowd.
It has been such a privilege tonight for us and all the other artists to share our love of the Beach Boys with you and to celebrate their legacy and their music.
So for the last song, we've chosen one that Brian Wilson wrote for his brother Carl to sing. His vocals epitomized all the love and the spirit that the Beach Boys' music represents. Brian, Mike, Al, Bruce, David, Dennis, and Carl, we want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all the wonderful gifts that you've given the world. One more song from us tonight.
Smiling at the Beach Boys, Brandi blows a kiss and John waves. Text appears, God only knows.
I may not always love you, but as long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure. God only knows what I'd be without you.
If you should ever leave me, the life would still go on. Believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
In the backup band, two flute players perform beside each other. In a close view, Bruce rests a hand on his chest and sways to the song.
Still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good will living do me? God only knows what I need.
Al nods along. In the audience, an older couple sways together. A young woman in the audience sings along. Beach Boys applaud. Several members stand. Brandy and John hug.
Brandy Carlisle, everybody!
Holding hands, the singers bow. Credits appear.